Chala Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8. For the rest of the Perek, we're going to discuss the question of what happens if you have some dough that had an obligation to have challah removed from it get mixed up with a dough which already had the challah removed from it. So, to understand this mission, the next few Mishnayos, we got to review for just a moment here the rules of mixtures. Now, usually when it comes to mixtures, you go after the majority, midoraisa. There's a bittul berov, the minority loses identity amongst the majority. Sometimes you'll need 60 times against, like for example, we say tam ke ikra when the taste is present, so it's like the thing itself, the isra is present, and therefore you need to say 60 times against. Sometimes midorabanan, even higher thresholds are set. But there are certain cases of various items that are devarim she'enam mizbatlim, things that just never become batul in a mixture. And one of those cases we will see here in our Mishnah, the next Mishnah is here, where is the scenario of tevel and chulin be mixed together. The rule is that even if you have a tiny bit of tevel mixed in a huge amount of chulin, in this case a tiny bit of dough, which is tevel in as much as the chal obligation has to be taken from it, gets mixed into a much larger dough, which is chulin, it's been tithed already, still the tevel components is not batel in any amount. Now, just first of all, as we'll see in Mishnah Yod, this is only talking about a case where what's called a min b'mino mixture, where the two things that are getting mixed up together are of the same type. So in other words, let's say for argument's sake, here in our Mishnah, we've got some wheat flour dough getting mixed up with some other wheat flour dough. So it's two of the same minim getting mixed up. And in such a scenario, tevel never becomes batel. Now, why would tevel never become annulled in the mixture? So there are two different reasons given in the Gemara and two different Gemaras. The Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Ein Gimel on base, it says that the reason why is kehitiro kach isuro, which means the same way it can become permitted is how it also becomes forbidden. So what's that referring to? You'll recall when it comes to truma, how much truma must be removed from the harvest of wheat, for example, to make the wheat now no longer tevel? The answer is even one grain. If you take even one grain as truma, midoraisa, that's sufficient for the whole batch, and so too with challah, tiny speck midoraisa would take away the whole batch. So therefore you see that even a tiny speck, a single grain, whatever it is significant in these halachas, and therefore Chazal said they should be significant also in terms of the removal, and therefore you have to remove it. It's not a batel, even in the smallest amount. That's one approach, and in such a scenario, it makes sense to us why it would be the case of only min b'mino this should apply, because obviously you can't take one kernel of wheat on behalf of the barley harvest. It has to be wheat on the wheat harvest. So too here, we're talking about if you have a mixture of all the same type, and since even a little bit could fix the problem, so therefore you have to get the little bit out. Obviously, in practice, it could be very difficult to get that little bit out. If you've got a bit of dough mixed in with a lot more dough, you can't find it anymore. It's gone. But you have to get it out somehow, as we'll see in our Mishnah here. The other approach in the Gemara, it's in Maseches Nedarim. There, in Daf Nedzayin Amabes Nedarim says that the reason why a tevel is not batel is because of it's a davar sheyesh la matirin. It's the category of things where there's a way to fix the problem. So an iser that has forbidden things would have a solution to solve their problem. Those are davarim sheyesh la matirin. Those things, Chazal say, since you can fix the problem, we're not going to let you just ignore it and pretend it isn't there and let it be batel. So in the case of tevel, tevel is a davar shesh them matirim. It's the kind of isser that can be fixed because you can tithe it and then the isser disappears. Meaning, to contrast that, let's say, for example, with bacon. Some bacon bits fall in your chalent, so then there's no way to make the forbidden bacon be permissible. There's no way to kosherize, and that being the case, it's not a davar shesh them matirim, and therefore the rules you need to have, shishim against whatever the story is, you need to have the taste disappear in the chalent. But in the case of tevel, it is a davar sheyesh la matirin, and there is a way to fix tevel, just tithe it, and then it becomes the rest of what was forbidden now becomes permitted, and therefore it's not batel. And the rule is, again, that for davar sheyesh la matirin, we're only talking about a case of min b'mino, but not min b'she'en amino. That's the rule. So that being the case, here in our Mishnah, we're going to have, I'll read it inside, Hanotel Sa'or Me'isa Shlohurma Chalasa. If one had a bit of dough, Sa'or, leavening agent, that had come from a dough that had not yet been tithed, and therefore this bit of dough, the seor, still has to be tithed. It's got a, it's, you know, gilgal happened to it, and therefore it has to have challah removed from it before it's permissible. And v'nos nosoch isa shahur machalasa, and it, the dough, the little bit of obligated dough, gets mixed in with the rest of a batch of dough which already had its challah removed. So now you've got a mixture of doughs, a little bit of which still needs to be tithed with the challah component, at least. So, two possibilities. Now, to understand the two possibilities here, you have to understand a separate din derabanan. There's a separate din derabanan which says that if you have two batches of tevel, and one is obligated to rice and one is obligated just midderabanan, you can't take from one on behalf of the other in either direction. Either direction. It doesn't help that you could say, oh, I'm taking from the deraisa chayav part. It doesn't make a difference. So you'll have to set it up in a case where the obligation in our scenario here is to remove it, is what you're removing, the source that you're taking, you're tithing the challah from, will have to have the same obligation as the seor piece that fell into the mixture. Now, as we just got finished saying, midoraisa, it's min bamino, it's batel barov, it's gone. But midrabban, the rabbi didn't let it become annulled, let's say because of one or two reasons, because it's a devar sheshlam matirin. And that being the case, you'll have to tithe that piece of seor that fell in, taking challah out of it. The problem is that it's only a chiyav midrabbanan, and therefore you'll need to source another chiyav midrabbanan dough, a dough that has to only be, has challah taken from it only rabbinically, and take the challah from that batch on behalf of the commingled batch. So how would you do that? Imyeshlo parnasa b'makam acher. If you happen to have sufficient supplies, parnasa here means, you know, supplies, resources to make a second batch of dough, and that second batch of dough you could make via only a chayev in challah midrabbanan. That could be if you source the dough, for argument's sake, from areas the flour came from around Eretz Yisrael, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Or perhaps a simpler way would be if you just make it, the dough be less than 5/4 of a kav of flour, but with the seor you put in, it would pass that threshold. So that means that midrabbanan is obligated because you're going to commingle the doughs, because any pass threshold, even though midoraisa, it would be exempt. There's not enough untied dough in the equation to need to be tied challah to be removed midoraisa. So you would make a second batch of dough. Just for argument's sake, let's say that you have one beitza of seor fell in. So the threshold is 43.2 beitza. So you make a batch of dough with only 42.2 beitzas of flour. So it's not obligated midoraisa, just midorabanan. And you will commingle it with, you'll aggregate it with the dough that has the mixture of chulin tithed and seor untithed dough. You have to attach them either by making them yeshochu, that they're touched in a way that, if you recall, that if you pull them apart again, one will take a piece out the other one, or according to Belezer, you can put them in the same box together, and the box will aggregate the two together and have tzeruf. Whatever it is, if you have sufficient wheat to do that, so then that's what you should do. Im yesh la parnasa makam acher, if you can from another place, so then just make a separate dough, connect the two doughs together, and then motzi lefi cheshbon, do the exact math, figuring out how much total dough must be tithed, and then you take, you know, a 1/24 of that and put it aside. Meaning in the example I gave, you would take 1/24 of 43.2 eggs, which is 1.8 eggs, exactly. But if you don't, v'im lav, if you don't have the resources to make a separate dough, this is all the flour you had, now you're stuck. You have a mixture of tithed, separated dough that's ready to eat, and some seor which hadn't had the challah removed, it's mixed up together, and you have no other resource to more flour, so you can't make a separate dough to take the tithing from. So you'll have to take it from this mix. In such a case, motzi challah achas al hakol, then we require you to take a challah from this dough, but you can't just take the prorated amount. You can't just say, you can't take 1/24 of the amount of the seor that fell in. You'll have to take 1/24 of the entire batch of dough. And that's a chiyav derabanan, another derabanan. This is because of Maris Ayin. We're afraid people will see you tithing this dough. They won't know the dough has been tithed before and this is just having seor that fell into it that needed to be tithed the second time. They'll think this is a regular dough that you're tithing, and you're tithing it by taking off a tiny fraction of what you ought to be taking, and that's no good. And that being the case, the din derabanan here is, if you're taking from this dough, you have to take the full 24th of the entire volume of the dough, midrabbah.